getting up when the next door neighbor's sleeping late on a weekend morn. Off to the station with my polka records, I'm what's known as a polka DJ. Turntables, telephones, earphones and microphones, this is a polka DJ. Requests and dedications, musical sensations, this is a polka DJ.
Well, I hate to shock anybody, but an entire another week has gone by already. Time for another edition of Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show. Back for another week. Glad you have tuned in, or signed in, logged in, popped in, brought cookies. I don't know. Anyway, it's time for another show anyway. Another batch of great old-time records needs to be played. And fortunately, y'all are here to listen to them. Otherwise, I'd be just playing them for myself. And what fun is that? So let's get things rolling this week, shall we? Let's do one from the Walter Prokanen Band to get things underway. There you go. That's a mover to get you started here on another edition of Tim Zumpa Hour. Welcome to another show, another hour. Great old-time records for you here. By the way, Walter Prokanen's Polka Band right there. And, well, look at this. We're heading right into the end of August just about. What the heck is going on here? In fact, you might even be into early September, depending when you're hearing the show, how time flies by. This next record now, this is what you call an efficient record. It's the Five Polkas Medley, all in one little record. It's Happy Bernie Goidish and the Orchestra. And yeah, that's what it's called, the Five Polkas Medley.
Там в окопа стоит, там в окопа стоит, и пище гостаро, жечего не бой, жечего не бой. Упай, щуп, упай, щупай, упай, щупай, упай, щупай, дана, до самого рана, упай, щупай, дана. Вчора спав на подвозі, чи став ёсь нещана, до самого рана, упай, щупай.
There you go. Happy Bernie Gordish and the orchestra, the five polkas medley. If you paid attention, you could pick out all five songs, even if you didn't know what he was singing. Doesn't matter. They're all in there, and you recognize probably every one of them, too, don't you, huh? Oh, man, it's another edition of Tim's Oompa Hour rolling right along here. Got Whoopi John coming up here in just seconds to stand by. I don't know about you in your house or your world, but around here, we have kicked into back-to-school shopping big time. I think, you know, well, why would I have anything to do with back-to-school shopping? My youngest kid is like 37 now. But grandkids, yes. That's the way that works, because they need stuff, too. I'm not really much for the shopping end of it, though. I'm not a shopper. My wife is a shopper, though, and my daughter are shoppers. So they team up and go shoppering together. And my grandson kind of likes it, because they pretty much let him pick out stuff that he actually likes. Like when they go to get clothes, they don't have a preconceived notion of, well, you should dress like this. I mean, they don't let him dress like a bum. You know, he doesn't look like a rapper or something like that. But he looks like a nice, respectable seven-year-old. And that's the way it should be, man. But yeah, in fact, they're out shopping right now while I'm sitting here doing this program. Who knows what they'll come back with. I hope they bring me back something yummy. A lot of times they go past one of those places that has a really good giant cinnamon rolls, and they're like, here, look what we brought you. Let's do a Whoopi John, shall we? Let's move from the Polish side of the record rack to the German side. This is the Fisher Maid Polka. Whoopi John for you and the Fisher Maid Polka here on Tim's Oompa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show, and I got to talk a little bit about the World of Accordions Museum in Superior, Wisconsin, and heartily suggest that you check them out, even if you can't go there. Maybe it's just too darn far, getting toward the end of the year. You already blew your vacation time, whatever the situation might be. You can check them out online, man. worldofaccordions.org. Now they have like 1,400 accordions in there, and they're not all on the website. You can't see all 1,400 of them because that would cost you an awful lot of web space. But you can see some of them, and it will whet your appetite to see a bunch of them. And the best way to do that is in person. Maybe think about it down the road if you're going to be in the area or you need an excuse to come to the area. There's always the fantastic North Shore of Lake Superior and all it has to offer with its hiking trails and forest trails and waterfalls and a zillion state parks and all kinds of groovy stuff. Check them out online when you got a chance, worldofaccordions.org. All righty, here's Art Walunas and his orchestra. It's the Cloverleaf Polka. Marco Lunas and the orchestra here at Tim's Oompa Hour, and a little Cloverleaf Polka for you. And just a reminder, too, if you have a request, dedication, question, comment, whatever the case might be, numerous ways exist to get in touch with all the action here at the Oompa Hour. And one of those ways would be by using your telephone, whether you have a smartphone, a dumb phone, a push-button phone, an old-fashioned dial phone. Doesn't matter. You could dial area code 218-259-2985. And when you do that, you can leave a voice message. I don't care what kind of phone you're calling from. Or if you're using a cell phone or a phone that can text, you can send a text message to that number. That's 218-259-2985. Or you can email oompahour@aol.com. That's easy to remember. Everybody remembers AOL. Remember like 30 years ago when they used to mail you 16 of those disks with their software so you could connect to their system back in the olden internet days? Yeah, some of those stupid discs are collectible. People are selling them on eBay for like $30. I'm like, why? It's completely useless now. But oompahour@aol.com and on the Facebook, facebook.com/Tim's Oompa Hour are all going to do the job for you. If you have a request or whatever, feel free to get in touch with Oompa Hour World Headquarters. Now, I told you I've been out in the garage. I got about a bajillion records stashed out in the garage. And I was digging through them a few weeks ago, maybe a couple months ago now. I was like, hey, there's some polka records in here that have been long, long gone, lost, and forgot about for decades. And I'm like, I got to bring these to the studio, man. We need to play these on the show. Well, I've been starting to pull some out the last few weeks and slipping them in here and there, and I got one right here. I got Lou Prohut and the Polka Rounders. This has never been on the show before because this record has not been out of that box in the garage in probably, oh, I don't know, 47 years? I'm spitballing that number, but it's been a long time anyway. Lou Prohut, the Polka Rounders. This is the Country Girl Polka.
A country girl, so plain and simple, with such a pretty smile. Oh, what a
go, Lou Prohut, the Polka Rounders. That's the Country Girl Polka. First time that band and or that song have been on the show. So we can add that one to the Polka Record Library now, and they'll be coming around every so often again. So we can look forward to that. Now here's one we've been playing for a long time, and the quality of the record shows that it's been played a few billion times. Here's the Babe Wagner Band. It's the Homemade Polka. Thank you. There you have it, Babe Wagner Band out of New Ulm there, and that is the Homemade Polka. Here on Tim's Oompa Hour, it's your old-time oldie show. Kind of doing the show a little more relaxed this week, because everybody and family's out doing back-school shopping. I got everything to myself, house, the car, the studio, garage, everything. My grandson's not out driving around on his little kid cars in the yard. And oh, yeah, yeah, he's just turned 7 this past summer. And now his girlfriend's almost 5. We're going to have to watch those two. Oh, you never know. You never know. Kids are just so darn cute sometimes, aren't they? I have Myron Florin here. Another record, another survivor from the garage that I'm gradually working these into the record library here. And we've been playing Myron Florin records, but I didn't have this particular one in the studio before. And I thought it might be a good idea to do the Hoop Skirt Schottische. That sounds like a winner to me. The Hoop Skirt Schottische, Myron Florin, here on Tim's Oompa Hour. It is your old-time oldie show, heard worldwide somehow through the magical of streaming power. And 28 radio stations across the United States carry in the Oompa Hour. Pretty proud of that, actually, and that nobody ever complains about it. How dare they? All right, now, I don't know. I played this a long, long time ago on the show, like years and years ago. And I don't know. I try to decide if it's actually a polka. It doesn't say polka on it anywhere. But then I listen to the record and I'm like, yep, I can see in my mind people dancing to this. And I don't know, it feels kind of Dixieland almost to me. It's the Al Trace Nostalgia Band. And if you're a fan of Lil Wally, and I know a lot of you are, Lil Wally only sold about a bajillion records. This is the Lil Wally Story, as told and sung by the Al Trace Nostalgia Band. So here you go.
He's in the Polka Hall of Fame. Little Wally is his name. And he plays polka music just for you. It all began in the city of Chicago. Many years ago, Little Wally's band was playing polka music where everyone in town would go. As time went by, they traveled round the country. They played in Europe, played in Poland too. He's got the greatest polka band, the best in all the land, and he plays polka music just for you. Thank you. It all began in the city of Chicago. Oh, many years ago, little Wally's band was playing polka music where everyone in town would go. As time went by, they traveled round the country. They played in Europe, they played in Poland too. He's got the greatest polka band, the best in all the land, and he plays polka music just for you. Little Wally plays happy polka music just for you.
I don't know, it's a fun record anyway, and I can see you dancing to that. Al Trace Nostalgia Band, that is the Lil Wally story here on Tim Zumpa Hour. Although it bugs me, he says, they played in Europe, played in Poland too. When was Poland not part of Europe? Pretty much all the time, I think. I'm not sure on my ancient history, but in modern history, I think that pretty much was part of the deal. All right, I got another survivor out of the garage. Are you ready? This is great because I can't, all the song titles are in German, so I can't read any of them. And the band is the Oberkrainers. Yeah, O-B-E-R-K. Oberkrainers. Oberkrainers. Looks like wild dancing going on the record here. And I thought I'd play the Dorf Polka. It's all one word, Dorf Polka. Then in parentheses, it says it's the Vaska Polka, which really doesn't help me with my pronunciationing any better. And says here, this one is from 1963. So, heck, it's practically a brand new record. Anyway, here are, who do they say they were? The Oberkrainers. Never been on the show before. This is the Dorf Polka. There you go. See, that was a perfectly fine record. First time it's been on the show there. The Oberkrainers, yeah, and the Dorf Polka. I don't know what that means. The whole back of the album's in German, so I just play the records and enjoy the music. So there you go. Now you know we get a waltz into every show, and I think the time has come that we better get our waltz in here. I feel like I'm a little off the pace this week on the show. I don't know what the deal is with that, but I don't know. I got to get a 78 of the week in here yet. Man, I got a lot of work. There's a lot of pressure doing this show. I have Ray Dorschner in the Rainbow Valley Dutchman. Here's the Winter Garden Waltz. All right, there you go. A little music there from Ray Dorschner and the Rainbow Valley Dutchman there, the Winter Garden Waltz here on Tim's Oompa Hour. It's your old-time oldies show. I got a 78 of the week picked out here. We're going to get to that in just a little bit. In fact, it's I got another one of those Shimoleski Brothers 78s. Oh, man, I am totally out of counter space in here today. Jeez, I'm dropping records all over the place. It's out of control. Anyway, we got that coming up here in a little bit. Now I have Louis Bachel and his Silk Umbrella Orchestra. This is the Long, Long Polka. Weird thing is, it doesn't seem to be any longer than any of the regular polkas. Louis Bashell and his Silk Umbrella Orchestra. Now, they've been on the show a million times. That song has not been on the show. That's another Survivor from the Garage record right there here at Tim's Oompa Hour. It is your old-time oldie show. Time for our 78 of the week. Everything sounds great when it's on a 78. Here's the Shimoleski Brothers. There's no W in it on these records. And for those of you that don't know, Shimoleski, even though you don't say the W, you don't say Shimoleski, but there's a W in there on every record that's been made in the last 50 years. But if you go back like 60 years, the W's missing on these records. I don't know if the guy at the record company goofed up or what the deal is. And they're going to do the Cloquet Polka. And for those of you that are not from around this area in Minnesota, because we got people listening all over the place, we got radio stations in Pennsylvania and down by Austin, Texas, down in San Francisco, down in Florida, we got stations playing the show down there. People in Wisconsin are listening right now, people all over the place. They may not know Cloquet is a town over by Duluth. This is the Cloquet Polka. Here's the Shimoleski Brothers on a 78. That is one good sounded 78, and that's pretty good performance right there from the Shimoleski Brothers on a genuine North Star 78 RPM record. No W in there. I got to take a picture of that label and send that to Patty and go, what the heck? Where's the W on this one? Anyway, something's going on. All right, I got Eddie Zima and his orchestra over here on turntable number two. It's Godfather's Polka. Thank you. you go, little Eddie Zima for you with his orchestra, Godfather's Polka, here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show. You getting ready for fall? Man, I'm telling you what, I read an article that said they're expecting like stores to have Christmas stuff out well before Halloween this year. In fact, I heard tell that Home Depot actually has Christmas decorations on their website already. What is this? It's August, for Pete's sake, you guys. Give us a break. I mean, sure, I like to get off to an early start in my shopping, but you know what happens is not everybody needs decorations. Because some of us have got the same stuff we've been putting out since, like, you know, 1958, and we're good. And I even had enough extra that I could pass out boxfuls to all four of my kids as they grew up and flew the coop. Like, hey, we don't need all this Christmas shopping time. I don't think. I mean, I don't know. What about you guys? I don't think so, no. I have the Joe Carmen Orchestra here. It's the I Like to Dance Polka. There, Joe Carmen's orchestra. I Like to Dance Polka here on Tim Zumpa Hour. Coming up next here in just a little bit, I have I posted a record that I had uploaded to the internet a while back on the was it the Facebook in the last week or so, and somebody had replied or commented or whatever on that they would sure be looking forward to hearing that song coming up on the Oompa Hour one of these weeks, and I thought maybe this might as well be the week, so hang on. I have an almost request coming up for you in a minute.
Did you know there's a nonprofit organization that's been preserving and promoting polka music for almost five decades? Back in 1968, the International Polka Association was chartered to advance public interest in polka entertainment, including the study of polka music, dancing, and its rich history. The IPA even established the Polka Music Hall of Fame and Museum to honor deserving polka artists who've made significant contributions to the polka music industry. But to take polka music into the future, we need your help. Won't you consider joining the IPA? Your tax-deductible membership will help the IPA bring polka music to an even broader audience. For more information about the IPA, visit www.ipapolkas.com. That's www.ipapolkas.com. You'll also learn about the exciting annual IPA Festival and Convention. the International Polka Association, preserving the music we love.
All right, now I told you we were going to get this one in here, and as a sort of a request, I had posted a picture of this record online, and somebody was like, hey, you got to hear that in the Oompa Hour. I think I played this on the show a long, long time ago. Some of you may have heard it before, but it's been a long time. And actually, polka music, when the Beatles came along, it even affected polka music. There were bands doing songs about the Beatles. You know, there was the takeoff of the Beatle polka that would follow the music of the Mickey Mouse polka. And there were various polka versions of some Beatles songs and things like that. And this is the Yellow Submarine Polka by a group called the Jolly Jays. And this is kind of follows along with the music of the Yellow Submarine song by the Beatles. But only kind of. And anyway, here you go.
Submarine, a jolly submarine. Oh, we all live in a jolly submarine, and Ron lives there too. Again, we find the leader of our band as our trumpet man plays in polka land. Now Ron is the great leader of our band, and beating on the drums comes Rich. Now Rich can
go the Jolly Jays there. A little salute to the Beatles. And we all live in a jolly submarine here on Tim's Oompa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show. I guess the good news is we don't have to hear that one again for a while. It actually did credit Lennon and McCartney as the songwriters on the record label, so that was kind of nice. I think we got time to squeak in one more today. What do you think, huh? The Polka Nights? Everybody just sing along with this one if you're not dancing anyway. Here's the Apples, Peaches, Pumpkin Pie Polka.
We played it every day in the month of May on a bright rainy day. hide behind a tree. Hope they don't find me behind this big old tree. They look high, they look low, they look everywhere when we play hide and seek. Apples, peaches, pumpkin pie, who's not ready? Holler high, let's all play hide and seek. Apples, peaches, pumpkin pie, who's not ready? Holler high, let's all play hide and
have it there. That is the Polka Nights there, and the Apple Speeches Pumpkin Pie Polka, and a little extra tossed in there. I got just enough time to do this. Did you notice at the beginning of this, it was like the music for like the dating game or the newlywed game or something? Didn't this sound familiar? And then they went, just let me put the needle back in the record here. Just listen for a second. Doesn't this sound like a game show opening? Here, it's coming up. That totally sounds like the guy's going to say, and now from Hollywood, it's the dating game. And now here's your host, Bob Eubanks. Doesn't it? Totally. I don't know. Anyway, there's music from the Polka Nights here at Tim Zupa Hour. It is your old-time oldie show, and the old clock on the wall says, hey, dummy, quit goofing around and roll the theme song, huh? You're about out of time. So, we're going to open the show next week with the Play Ball Polka by Frank Yankovic. I already got it picked out, ready to go. It's on the turntable for next week already.
I'm getting up when the next door neighbor's sleeping late on a weekend morn. Off to the station with my polka records. I'm what's known as a polka DJ. Turntables, telephones, earphones and microphones. This is a polka DJ. Requests and dedications, musical sensations. This is a polka DJ.
Tim Zupa Hour is a production of Edwards Broadcast Service and recorded live at our studio in Bovee, Minnesota. Brought to you by the International Polka Association and the World of Accordions Museum. Back to do it again next week. In the meantime, stay happy, everybody.